This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Two people have been arrested in connection with the accidental shooting death of an innocent woman on a Metro bus on Wednesday. Yesterday, the Houston Police Department released photos of the potential suspects. One of the two suspects is 18 years old. He's been charged with unlawful carrying of a weapon. The second suspect's information has not been revealed, but he's been charged with murder. Police say the two fired at each other and one of them killed a 25-year-old woman identified as Caitlin Stupp. A 16-year-old was also wounded during the incident but was released from the hospital yesterday, according to multiple outlets. Police believe the incident occurred as a result of an argument. A protest against ICE and a prayer vigil to remember the woman killed in Minneapolis were held in Houston last night. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with a look at that. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Hundreds of Houston residents protested the killing of a woman in Minneapolis by a federal immigration officer. Demonstrators marched near the Houston Galleria while more than a dozen Houston police officers looked on. Meanwhile, across town, city and state officials held a prayer vigil to mark the killing of Renee Nicole Good. Here's Houston State Senator Carol Alvarado, a Democrat.
America, wake up. Despiértate. Is this what we asked for? Is this what you voted for? Hell no.
More protests are planned in the Houston area this weekend, including one this evening, organized by FIEL Houston. Matt?
All right, we'll be following that here on News 88.7. Five Houston ISD school board trustees elected in November have officially been sworn into office. Under the current state takeover, elected trustees are sidelined, replaced by the state-appointed board. Our Bianca Seward was at the ceremony and has more.
Incumbents Bridget Wade and Myrna Guidry, alongside newcomers Felicity Pereira, Maria Benzone, and Mike McDonough, were officially added to the elected board of trustees this morning. Elected trustees aren't set to regain voting power until the state takeover ends in 2027. The crowd noted the irony of the ceremony.
Of the Houston Independent School District.
Maria Benzone has been a vocal critic of state-appointed Superintendent Mike Miles. She says she hopes to meet with him soon.
I want to make sure that he's held accountable to those expectations because that's what our community wants and needs.
I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
And following several months of delay, Harris County commissioners have appointed an interim county attorney. Deputy County Attorney Jonathan Fombon was selected to serve as the county's interim chief legal advisor.
I see the county attorney's job as being a practical partner to this court, helping you understand the legal landscape, finding solutions to legal problems, raising issues when we need to, and staying out of the way when we don't.
His appointment comes after former county attorney Christian Menefee announced his run for Houston's 18th congressional district seat, which was formerly held by Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner. 72 degrees here on the UH campus. A cold front is heading in our direction. We'll have a high of 57 degrees tomorrow, 79 today. I'm Matt Harab, News.